Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Someone keeping a secret from you?
Ah!
Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty
Work. C-104. Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Lexi.
Hey, Lexi, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I think my husband might be hiding something from me, and it might be nothing, but I am freaking out about it.
Okay, so he's hiding something, which could be nothing, but you think it's something?
Okay, let me explain. So here's what happened. I was in the kitchen, and his phone buzzed on the counter, because we have this, like, big charging station thing on one of our counters, so his phone was there, and he was watching TV, so... Anyways, his phone buzzes, and I'm not normally a nosy, snooping type person, but, I mean, I'm at the sink, and there's this buzz, so naturally, I look over.
You look over, okay.
Right, so the message comes up on his phone, and it's from his friend Steve, and it says, "Hey man, have you heard about this secret calculator app? It looks like a calculator on your phone, but it secretly hides messages and photos and a bunch of other stuff. It might help with what we talked about, ...
Oh, huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So I kind of just like ignored it for a while. And then later that night, I decided to Google secret calculator app. And it's literally made to hide things from people, like pictures, text conversations, stuff like that.
Wow. Have you ever heard of this?
No, but I did the same thing she just did, and I Googled it. And here it is. Secret calculator.
Wow.
Except it looks like on your phone, it just comes up as a calculator with a hashtag next to it. So it doesn't actually say secret calculator on your phone.
So it hides pictures and stuff?
Here's the description. It looks like a calculator, but it secretly hides your confidential photos, videos, documents, passwords, notes, and to-dos. It disguises itself as a calculator to make it impossible for prying eyes and hackers from discovering it.
Wow. And it looks like a calculator, so who would even think to look there? So does your husband have this app on his phone? Have you seen it?
I don't think so. Or she does. He's hiding it somewhere.
The real question here is, what is he trying to hide?
That's true. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Ever since I saw it, I've just been like freaking out. Like,
yeah.
Is he having an affair? Is there somebody I don't know about? Like, does he have another family or something?
And who told him about this app? Did you say who sent him this message?
His friend Steve, which, by the way, Steve was in our wedding. So I swear to God, if he's helping my husband cheat now, he's just like a huge backstabber.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
And look, we don't know exactly what he's trying to keep hidden. I mean, Natalia, you said this thing hides passwords and documents and stuff like that too, right?
Yeah, but if you're hiding passwords, why are you trying to hide them from your wife?
Well, maybe he's not. Maybe what they talked about was that he's got all these passwords for stuff and he needs a safe spot to put them. Maybe he's not trying to hide anything from his wife.
Mm.
Honestly, that's why I called you guys. Because I don't know what he's using this app for, and I really want to know.
Okay, so I have an idea that I think should work if your husband answers the phone for us. What is his name? I don't think you ever told us his name.
It's CJ.
CJ. Okay, what does that stand for?
Well, his legal first name is Charles, but everybody calls him CJ.
Okay, got it. So, listen, stand by, Lexi. I'm going to put you on the shag. We'll get CJ's number from you, and then we'll call him when we come back next.
We're going to call CJ. I'm going to tell him that I'm the guy who told Steve about the app. Like, I'm literally going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm friends with Steve. Who do you think told him about the app? He told me to call you and tell you to get it. So that's the angle we're going with. Once the phone starts ringing, though, if you can put Lexi back on.
Sure.
So she can hear everything.
Starting at random.
And away we go.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to CJ, please?
This is CJ.
Hey, man, this is Rick. I'm a friend of Steve. He told me to call you because I guess you were asking him about that secret calculator app. I'm actually the one who told him about it.
Oh, yeah. He was just texting me about it last weekend.
Okay, so listen, it definitely works. I found it on one of the dating sites online, but it's really a lifesaver. So I don't know if he told you about it, but basically, it looks like the little calculator icon on your phone, but when you open it, it asks you for a password first, so then you put in your password, and then you can basically access anything you want, pictures, text, conversations, phone numbers, stuff like that. So what kind of things are you trying to keep in there? Is it like photos, text, conversations, stuff like that?
Actually, it's both.
Okay, I got you. So, yeah, it's kind of the perfect thing if you want to stay married, but you also like to just kind of, you know, have other fun options when things get boring. I mean, that's what I use it for. I have pictures from a few other interested parties that are on there and some text messages, and it's basically just like, do I want my wife looking through my phone and having to deal with the drama, or do I just want to avoid all of that, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at now, and it's just like, dude, my wife is fucking insane when it comes to checking shit. Like, every time, you know, if I'm going out with my friends, like, who are you going with? You know, when are you coming back? She'll be like, where are you going? I'm like, oh my God, don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah, see, this will definitely keep her out of that whole loop.
So can I have conversations through the app, or is it like, I have to move old ones there and delete them?
No, you can have conversations and everything, and it'll hide them, so if she looks through your phone, she'll never even see them.
Okay, good. That's basically what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, now you're covered. Just make sure whoever you're talking to isn't the one who lets the cat out of the bag, you know?
No. Oh, yeah, no. It's an ex of mine. And, like, the good thing is she's married, too, and, like, you know, she wants to stay married, so neither of us are trying to get divorced. We're just trying to, you know, want to see each other once in a while. And, like, we both have jobs that take us out of town, so, you know, there you go.
There you go. I gotcha. So, listen, I wanted to introduce you to the person who told me about the app, because she's the real expert on it, and I happen to have her on the phone with me. Her name is Lexi.
Hi, how does it feel to get caught?
Hey, CJ?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
CJ, that's your wife. That's your wife, man.
Oh, snap! What the f***?
Yeah, kind of saw that coming. Wow. So, Lexi, are you okay?
I'm fine. I just found out my husband is cheating with his ex, and now I'm basically taking everything he owns and kicking him out.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know who I'm more mad at? I'm more mad at Steve. I'm more mad that he would know about this and still help my husband cheat. I swear to God, I'm more mad at him than I am at my own husband.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, but so now what? Are you seriously going to just, like, kick him out and divorce him?
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like you lied to me. He probably cheated on me a bunch of times. I mean,
see, I don't know if he did cheat on you. I think he was making plans to.
Listen, stop. Yeah, that doesn't even matter at this point.
No, not really, I guess.
Maybe to get back at him, I'll just sleep with my ex.
Or Steve. Sleep with Steve. Screw up both of their lives.
Oh,
there you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.